I want to start this morning, though, with an astonishing story. And this is a story that first came to our attention because it was just over the border when a car crash happened and a man died. And we thought that was a situation. Happens from time to time. Tragic incidents. But it turned out to be an astonishing story with an international element to it, because the man killed in that road crash in West Limerick is believed to be an international criminal wanted for two murders in Scandinavian countries. He was on his way to carry out perhaps a killing here when he himself was killed in that car accident. The man with the story for the Irish Independent is Jimmy Wolfe, Limerick-based journalist, originally from the Stoll. Jimmy, good morning to you and thanks for joining us this morning. This is an extraordinary story of a fatal car crash. And tell me about what Gardaí discovered when they attended, and emergency services, when they attended the scene of this crash.
Good morning, Jerry. Well, as you say, I've been around a long time as a newspaper reporter, and this story is as strange as it gets. The sequence of events, Jerry, started around 11 p.m. on Monday night. There was a three-car crash at Barna. People from Kerry would know this place well. It's between Newcastle West and Abbey Field. And a Seat Leone car did some sort of manoeuvre on the road, the main road, and two other passing cars were struck. And the occupants of those cars received injuries. They were hospitalised, but they were non-life-threatening injuries. Now, the Gardaí and the ambulance services arrived, and they attended the injured people. And the guards, on going to the Seat Leone, became aware that the driver of that vehicle had fled the scene. And on looking into the vehicle, they saw a man. He was dead, and he was wearing a balaclava. Now, this was an extraordinary development in what seemed a straightforward road accident. And on further investigation, they found that this guy was carrying a SIG semi-automatic handgun. It was loaded, and there were two or three clips of ammunition. Now, the SIG is the weapon carried by the powerful and elite US Navy SEAL units. So it's a very significant weapon. But the body of the dead man with his balaclava was carried to the mortuary at University Hospital Limerick for a post-mortem. And as part of that, the Gardaí, to carry out an investigation into what and where this man came from, got fingerprints from the remains and put them on the Interpol network. And quite quickly, the network started flashing red that this guy, they had his identity. It came up quickly. He was originally from South America. He had moved to Europe some years ago and was living in Sweden. He had been linked to two murders and was an associate of major drugs gangs in Europe, and he was kind of an enforcer for these gangs. Now, the Gardaí were obviously anxious to find out what he was up to, and they also located a mobile phone in the car. And the Garda technical people went through the mobile phone and saw that it had a sat-nav tracking app on it. And on going through this app, they identified a specific address in County Limerick, which was the destination of this guy that was killed on that particular night before they had this accident at Barna. And all I know is that the person at this address would be known, and but was not involved. He would have been known to somebody that was involved in a major incident in County Limerick some time ago. Mm. And the suspicion is that this hitman was hired for a significant amount of money to come to Ireland to carry out a murder in revenge for an incident which happened years ago. And as I say, the app, the sat-nav tracker app, sort of gave the investigation the breakthrough clue, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying there, Jimmy. And this just whole incident, and there is obviously a search continuing because the driver of the vehicle in which the man died fled on foot and is still at large.
He is. No, these two guys, it would appear, they came over by ferry on this Seat Leone, and they had Swedish passports. Now, the man who died had been living in Sweden, and he was well known to the police in Sweden as a fairly notorious criminal who was involved in the higher levels of crime, both in Sweden and throughout Scandinavia. And as I say, he was being sought for questioning in connection with at least two murders in Scandinavia in recent years.
Yeah, and the Gardaí are still looking for anyone who has any dash cam footage, anyone who was there on the 8th of June between 11 and 11:30 p.m. who may have camera footage, including dash cam, make those available. Jimmy, this goes to show, I suppose, like it's like the scene of a script out of something from Netflix, but it just goes to show that this level of crime doesn't have any borders, really, does it? It can reach into anywhere.
Yeah, I think the critical linkage here is international drugs movement. This hitman worked with international drugs operators throughout Europe. And as we all know, drugs have infiltrated every part of every country in Europe. And in Ireland, we know only too well that cocaine in particular has become a very, very lucrative multi-million euro business. And the people in County Limerick or people linked to the situation in County Limerick would be known for being involved in the movement of drugs in a significant way. So
yeah.
drugs just don't involve the transportation.
Buying and selling and transportation.
Drugs.
Yeah.
But they also involve very dangerous people who are prepared to do very deadly things. And, you know, they have a price and they will go anywhere and do anything when they're offered the right money. And I'm sure this gentleman who died in this accident in Barna was here on a very, what he would have seen would be in a very lucrative mission where there was a lot of money involved and paid to him to him and his accomplice. And the accomplice is still being sought. And but the guards, I think, basically have a good fix on what this bizarre sequence of events, what it was all about.
Yeah. All right, Jimmy. Listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for filling us in on the details on that. That's Jimmy Wolfe there, writing on this incredible story that is unfolding and continues to unfold. And the Gardaí are looking for there'll be further technical ballistic analysis of what was found. They're looking for the driver of the vehicle who left the scene on foot on Monday night. Road users who were travelling on the N21 from Newcastle West towards Abbey Field between 11 and 11:30 on Monday are may have camera footage. Anyone asked to make this footage available to Gardaí. Anyone information is asked to contact Newcastle West Garda Station on 069 20650 or the Garda Confidential line on 1-800-666-111 or any Garda Station. Indeed, remarkable stuff.